Chapter 4. The Man Who Loved Islands. Towards the end of his brief life, D.H. Lawrence wrote a short story called The Man Who Loved Islands. I had never read it, knew only its title, but I was nevertheless practically certain that the story would help me answer my eternally returning question, why an island? For years I searched for this hard-to-find book in Stockholm's second-hand bookshops. Although I felt no great urgency, the mere knowledge that Lawrence had got to the bottom of the riddle soothed me. The answer existed. Moreover, inevitably, I had theories of my own. For even if this island is like a Sunday afternoon 15 square kilometers in size, it is nevertheless so small and isolated that everyone who chooses to settle here without having deep roots in the community is expected to explain the decision as if they were joining some peculiar sect. Always the same question, why this island? And, as ever, love is a good answer, as all the women know who arrived from distant places and married into ancient island families by way of perennial homebody boys with greasy caps and shotguns, women who now run the island's practical and political affairs. It's said to be the same all over the world, in all seven seas. Islands are matriarchies of a kind seldom seen on land. The men, as Iceland's president Vigdís Finnbogadóttir remarked on one occasion when the subject arose, the men flee to their own preferred landscape, which is the sea. They're simply not around. So it was, and still is, in places where fishing and piloting remain important. But here, no. Here, something else is at work. It is always something else. Circumstances. Which is true, of course, and it makes a perfectly good answer, as does a longing for the raw beauty of the skerries and their shifting forms of silence at the edge of the open sea. Such things can be said, and in May, when the maples bloom and the rosefinch sings in the woods by the shore, no answers are needed, nor even questions. Nature is enough. Why not move out here? The change comes only later, several years later. It was only then that I thought I...